The Rant Network with Stuart Brisgell and David Solomon. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. You think about it, we rant about it. Listen to us live on Facebook.
Happy Friday, everybody. David Solomon here in beautiful, rainy Montreal. He's Stuart Brisgell, probably in sunny, beautiful Florida. And we're the Rant Network, people. And in case it's your first time tuning in, we love to rant about the topics that people are simply just not willing to talk about in public. And if you don't know what I'm talking about here, please listen to some of our previous rants and you'll see what we're talking about. But today, we want to talk about, again, what media and people just don't want to talk about. It's what we call the Biden double standard. And what was amazing is how the CNNs, the MSNBCs, and its various group of, you know, media folk are simply willing to ignore the stuff that Mr. Biden is trying to get away with that just a year ago, that other president couldn't even get out of bed without doing something wrong and getting ripped apart. But Stuart, let's start off with, what is Mr. Biden playing with here as a double standard?
You know, let's start off with a top 10 list.
Good idea.
Okay. The number one bologna sandwich that Joe Biden has served up America is the bipartisan bologna sandwich. I would like someone, I challenge everyone, to find me a more savory sandwich than a bologna sandwich from bipartisan Joe Biden. In fact, the only thing that's bipartisan is him and his wife. But we're not sure about that because he's constantly taking a nap. So the number one bologna sandwich is Joe Biden all the way to the bank.
Well, hold on a second. But what do you mean? Let's have, when you say bipartisan.
What is the definition of bipartisan?
No, it's obviously both parties. But the question is, like, I know that Joe Biden continues to say that we need these bipartisan. He keeps talking about this. But the reality is that Joe Biden is trying to say that his party is, and he is going to unite the United States. But the other side, that our team, that our group, that our political party, well, they're not, if they don't play with us, then this is not bipartisan. They're not looking out for America's best interest. Funny enough, Mr. Trump said something similar during his regime and was told, no, sir, you're divisive. I find that very interesting, Stuart. What else did you have, though, on your list?
How about, everyone remembers Biden in the political entrance to winning the Democratic nomination about the energy independence. Mm. Well, he single-handedly has destroyed the America's energy independence and fucked Canada with the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, listen, he didn't care about Canada to begin with. And truth of the matter, neither did Obama. They don't care. The Democrats claim to be the party of environment. And by the way, get greenhouse gas emissions. If you're going to tell me they're going down, I highly doubt it with Mr. Biden. The plan that he so-called, he says that he's going to go back into the Tokyo Accords. Yay, that's talk. But as I heard through this election in Canada, it's easy to put out there to say, we're going to cut down. Okay, but the question is, if you're going to go towards an electric cars policy, which is what I heard many times Mr. Biden threw out there. My question is, what is the plan, Mr. Biden? Where is your plan to say, how are you going to deal with charging stations? How are you going to do with replacing batteries?
Oh, what are you going to do with the batteries after they're used up?
That's it. I got another question for you. California can't sustain its current electrical requirements. So how in God's name, Mr. Biden, is California, who's got to go and maul the electrical grid in California by charging all these cars every single night? Is there a plan? Oh. No. The interesting thing is that no one is challenging that. He says, he's going to do it. He's the party of environment and whatever, just on electric cars.
All right. I got to keep this moving. Okay. Number three, how about giving back to Iran, the largest world sponsor of violence,
terrorism, nuclear war.
Desperate to salvage his former boss's achievement. Barack Obama's achievement was giving back to the Iran.
But so Stuart, people believe that this is about peace. People believe that Biden is willing to make peace in the Middle East through Iran. Like, is this reality?
Okay. Now, here's another good one. You know, I kind of like the bravado president, you know, who kind of had everyone on their toes. Everyone thought they're going to launch the nuclear weapons and pull out the footballs. But Biden, it's not bologna sandwich Biden. It's bend over backwards Biden for cow towing to China. President Biden has constantly failed to stand up to China. In fact, everything he's done is the opposite.
Remember what he said to the campaign? What? I'm going to stand up to China.
He's standing up and bending over and inserted in the back.
Okay. I think Mr. Biden, what he didn't say, and unfortunately, what he meant to say is he's going to stand up to Chinese food in a restaurant. He didn't talk because really what he's done is Mr. Trump put up all this front on China and really pushed China. Look at folks. All this corruption towards technology, the copy, they're destroying American jobs and what have you. And everybody said Mr. Trump was a mean son of a bitch. And yes, he was. Good. But the man said he wasn't going to screw American technology and American businesses. But Mr. Biden, who said he's going to stand up to China, I didn't realize that means giving them everything back.
Keep going. Number five. COVID confusion, not just senility. So Joe Biden's senility is all about COVID. Because you want to know something. By the way, here, let me show everyone. You know, it's kind of funny. I got a whole roll of stickers. If you want one, let me know. All right. COVID confusion. Let's be clear. This group of politicians had absolutely nothing to do with the rapid development, rapid deployment of any vaccination. In fact, this president wanted to invent science by saying, get a third shot. Now, there is no science to support it. I don't know if you've gotten one or not. I don't know. I'm still debating.
No, the U.S. actually, did you hear that the CDC just announced that they're highly recommending to people over 65 and in serious condition to get a third shot?
Okay. Now, let's hit number six.
No, but hold on a second. Go back to that for just a second, please, because I want to say something. Mr. Biden, and we've said this on previous rants. First. Yeah, thanks, John. I'm glad to see you got your third one. The first comment that Mr. Biden had said was, I'm going to impose on my first 100 days a mask policy. Now, I'm sorry to tell you, you hypocrites in the United States, about you wanting to get rid of COVID and that you carry this like this is my personal liberty. You're full of crap. Okay. No president is going to, he doesn't want to put a mask mandate, Mr. Biden. He lied to the American people that it has to be a policy. He blames the state, the different states, the governors, particularly Republican governors.
Texas, Florida. He blames
everybody for all the failures with COVID. Mr. Biden, your deployment policy, the way Dr. Fauci's come out and all these things is one big joke. You know what? We could say that masks don't work COVID. Why are people not getting vaccinated, Mr. Biden? You blame Mr. Trump. Why aren't people wearing masks? You blame Mr. Trump. Sorry, the double standard is, folks, hold your president when it comes to COVID because he has not complied. Stuart, number six.
We gotta go on. Number six. The surrender. The United States has never surrendered in its 250 illustrious years till President Biden. He has surrendered the southern border. This is the first president that has opened up the border and said, we are no longer a country. He has also never been to the border in his 21 years.
Kamala Harris. This is Kamala Harris's responsibility.
Listen, we're not on Pamela today. We're not on Archie Bunker.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Mr. Biden was thrilled when AOC and Kamala and others went to the border and made a scene at the border that Mr. Trump did completely messed up the immigration. He called it a crisis. And now, since Mr. Biden has been in power, There is no more crisis. Although it's crazy that 12,000 migrants have been waiting in makeshift camps in Del Rio Bridge, under a Del Rio Bridge alone. Could you imagine? And this is CNN. This isn't the Fox thing, folks. This is CNN reporting it. Ready? So imagine. Go on, Stuart.
I got number seven. The betrayal at the border. You know, I don't know about you, but let's bring it back to COVID. Why is there a betrayal at the border? Listen, you've flown on a plane. I've flown on a plane. Federal regulatory agencies require you to be vaccinated and wear a mask. Well, that's to fly on a plane in the United States, out of the United States. In fact, in Canada, you now have a rule that you can't do anything in public without a vaccination passport.
Don't come here. You stick to the U.S.
Let me go on. So now this president is putting on hundreds of thousands of people on airplanes, trains, buses that have no vaccination, have not been tested, and are pumping them into cities across America. So the betrayal of the border is, how about all of those border guards, border towns, and people that work there that are being exposed to this virus? All right.
Well, you know what the problem is with Stuart is that, again, it goes back to the notion of really mismanagement at its best. No one yelling and screaming about that poor mismanagement. Okay. The fact is that you want to bring in people who are unvaccinated across the border, spread them throughout the United States, regardless, is a tantamount to another outbreak. I don't get it. What else does he want to do to your country? And you know the irony of it all is, he wants to close the Canadian border, the borders from Canada to the United States flying. Why? Because Canada, the number of cases are, we're a dangerous country for viruses. We're worse than Mexico.
You're ready. Well, hold it. You're worse than Mexico with an open border from 108 different countries, right? Hang on. Canada's one country. Let's get number eight.
Go for
it. You ready? How about bankrupting America? Just when jobs are beginning to get caught up, you can't get employment. We talked about that. He has already suggested an $8 trillion spending plan, which includes $1 trillion of non-infrastructure projects, $3.5 trillion of pipe dream stuff. You know, if Jimmy Carter was president, you know, this would even be not even as disastrous as Carter himself.
Yeah, but you know, anyways, Mr. Biden has the way that Mr. Biden has pushed this across is that this is a $5 trillion job in infrastructure thing. But if you dig into this thing, of course it's not. It's laced with a whole bunch of different things that have nothing to do with America and nothing to do with folks, nothing to do with helping America.
Let's get to number nine.
Go.
Let's not forget about the Vietnam War, right? It was a war that America lost. However, we didn't lose the way we lost in this most recent war called the Afghanistan surrendering. The United States has never surrendered any territory or body that it occupied in its 250 years.
Yeah, but Stuart, he's going to tell you that that was not his doing. Mr. Trump put out the withdrawal date.
Hang on. Let's talk about this. His statement from his political office says Donald Trump started this. He also started a border wall. He also started an immigration policy. He also started all these things. But Biden wants to focus, and his party wants to focus on that he started the withdrawal. Correct. He started a wall. He started employment. He started a vaccination. He started everything that you deny that was good. Biden, in his 40 years in politics, has been on the wrong side of the ballot box in the Senate in his entire history. And as vice president, even more so, that Barack Obama sent him down the river and said he was against every good decision that Barack Obama made, which there weren't that many. But the ones that he was, Biden was on the other side, including the bombing and attacking of the illustrious Osama bin Laden.
You know, I'm just going to tell you what quickly. I'm going to tell you what's sad about this is that they talked about how Donald Trump alienated their friends and allies internationally. Mr. Biden, one by one, same thing, pecking them out. Go ahead, Stuart. Number 10 and our last one.
Number 10. It's short. Failing to surrender his ego. The last greatest of Biden's failures is his inability to acknowledge his own incompetence. And frankly, he's got more of that than he has in all the previous 9 suggestions.
You know what? His ego is so big that he continued to hammer the fact that Mr. Trump was, you know, so bad with taxes and wouldn't pan over his documents or whatever. Mr. Biden is now being investigated for improperly avoiding paying Medicare taxes before he took office.
Half a million dollars.
Yep. So you know what, people?
Where is New York? Where is the indictment? Again, where is the grand jury?
It's not happening. And you know what? Well, we didn't even talk about his son. And we didn't talk because the way they go after Donald Trump Jr., you know, Biden's son, Hunter, is an untouchable and so on and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached our quarter hour. And if you don't think that there's a Biden double standard, then maybe it's time for
message us
why you disagree with us. Please, we want to hear it all because you know what? Not everybody's going to agree with us. That's fine. But we want to share what people are not telling you. Because if you don't believe us, you got to listen to the MSNBCs and the CNNs of this world that are trying to convince you otherwise. Folks, it's on us to scream and to yell, and us meaning everybody who's listening, to scream and to yell and not permit our leaders to get away with this kind of murder. Folks, it is the weekend. We look forward to seeing you next week. Monday, we're back with another rant. And Wednesday, and again on Friday at noon. Now, on Wednesday, we were pre-recorded it due to the Jewish holiday, so we weren't live that day, but folks, we are here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon Eastern. Listen to us on your favorite podcast if you can't listen to us live. We look forward to seeing you guys all next week. Have a good weekend.